I don't think that he's a player who's going to be averaging 19 or 20 PIR or fantasy credits the rest of the way. It's not a gamble. It's not a player who I feel that I could rely on.
What a party pooper you are.
I think that my concern with Osmani et al., he is all or nothing. And we go back to the last six rounds. 29 PR, 2, 4, 16, minus 1, 2. I mean, it's really all or nothing.
Isaiah Kenner is exactly the same like Matt Strazo. So the next time you're going to criticize my pick, think about that.
Welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. This is episode lucky number 17. So thank you for joining us. I am one of your co-hosts, Frankie Saxton. I'm joined by Vasily Karamuza. But since last week was a bit of an up and down and there's unlimited trades, we went for a third co-host instead of Javier Cancedo this week. Welcome to the show, Arlo Weisberg.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
All good. Welcome on board, Arlo. Frankie, I have a question. Why is 17 a lucky number?
I don't know. I just like 17.
Perfect. Okay. Since we got that out of the way, we should get something else out of the way. The winners from the previous rounds, the team Zweite Mannschaft won in our private fantasy league with 219 credits. And for round 22, it was Jorge Radzelovic, who amounted to 225.35 credits. Big scores there. Nothing like us. If we can please delete round 21 and round 22 and move straight forward to round 23, I will be the happiest girl on earth.
I don't think that Arla necessarily wants to delete it because he did pretty well. But I do have to point out, as I often would needle Javi, Arla, I think you have like eight teams, right?
Yeah, something like that. I have to admit that I had even more at the beginning. I always do that. I put every option that I can think about and, you know, during the first rounds, I delete some teams. This specific team that we're going to discuss later has been rocking in the last three or four rounds. So touch wood, I think we are off to a better position right now.
Yeah, I believe your top team is 490th overall, which is a very impressive score. Vasiliki and I do need to point out, everybody, we each only have one team. So
yes,
when we make a mistake, it hurts more.
I have my Q&A post on the official EuroLeague Fantasy Instagram account every week. I'm giving people some advices and stuff, but I learn a lot from the questions and it gives you many, many ideas. So try to read it because people have some very, very nice ideas.
People point out things you may not have realized. Maybe there's a player that's hurt or matchup you hadn't considered. And they'll ask you about it. And then, of course, you have to pretend like you knew and give a wise response. But you can learn a lot from the question. So I do love it when I have that opportunity. And it's great that you get to do that every week.
The good thing about round 23 is that we have unlimited trades. And we have to talk about some budget options. We will recommend some cheaper options, some more expensive players, some mid-level players. So I think Arlo should go first. Do you have like a superstar that you advise people that should get now they have unlimited trades?
If you don't have Sasha Vezenkov and TJ Shorts, do it now. I know it's expensive. I know you say, okay, but if I get someone cheaper, I'll get two players. Forget it. Those players are going to get you the numbers. They're going to get you some good night's sleep because you can always count on them to deliver.
I will mention two players who I don't have, who I wonder if by Wednesday I may somehow bring them in. One is Theo Maledon, who I've had almost all season, and it pains me not to have in my lineup. But I didn't want to go with the superstars and scrubs right now after a poor week. I wanted some more players in my eighth and ninth. And if I went with him at 17 plus credits, I was afraid that I'd be stuck at the end. So I didn't, but I may regret that. And also, at least for this week, but he's been red hot lately, is Karlik Jones of Partizan, who's not quite as expensive as those guys. But I think that against Paris, it should be a strong game for him. And if you have a way to get him in the lineup, I think he is one of the elite guards who's also worth considering this week.
I have two more names that I want to pop up as like most expensive options. Kendrick Nunn, I know he had a terrible week. I know it firsthand. It hurt me so bad that I was this close on selling him. But as the wise Havik and Sedu said, none at home is the best none. And Panathinaikos is hosting Zalgiris in this round. So I think maybe this is a chance for Kendrick Nunn to bounce back to his good old self and provide some high score. But I was also really tempted to buy in his place Evan Fournier, who had an outstanding game against Real in Madrid, and that says a lot. And Olympiacos is playing at home against Fenerbahce. They both played at the first round of the EuroLeague, and Fournier wasn't at his peak. At that time, he was still pretty new to the team and he didn't have a good game. So I think maybe this is a chance for him to redeem himself about that game. So I'm tempted into trading Nunn to get Fournier, but I haven't decided yet. I think I will go with Nunn, but we will see.
There's two reasons that I removed him from the lineup. One is because it hurt so much to have him in my team last week that I didn't want to see his name there this week. But the other reason is, I just fear that the Zalgiris game, even though it's a home game, might be a slightly slower pace and there's fewer possessions and he gets fewer shots and therefore he doesn't put up the big numbers. And when I had those questions, you know, running around, then I just decided to go in a different direction.
I believe that Nunn is going to make a 20-plus game because, as you said, Nunn Etoaka is unstoppable. My only concern is that the next game of Panathinaikos is again on the road. And you don't want to bring such a player for only one round. My dilemma is between him and Isaiah Cordinier. Cordinier is the big star of Bologna.
Cordinier is, of course, a friend of the podcast, so we're all a big fan of his after he joined us here a few episodes ago. And I expect him to be one of the breakout stars of the season after the way he played at the Olympics. And he's been great lately, but now that Toko Shengelia is back, I wonder if that's going to cut into a little bit of his usage, and that will hurt him fantasy-wise.
What about mid-level players? Frankie, you should go first now.
I feel like my whole roster here is mid-level players, but one guy who I like a lot right now, if we're going back to Partizan against Paris, is Sterling Brown, just because he's been on fire. That's what led me not to have Carlick Jones, because I didn't want to have two members at the backcourt, and I feel that for less money, Brown has been just as good lately, including on Sunday night in the Adriatic League. But his last few early games, he's been simply outstanding. And sometimes when you get a guy who's that red hot, you have to have him.
I have to go with Filip Petrushev. I really like the way Zvezda are using him. And I really like players playing against Maccabi because Maccabi, well, they can't reach the play-in or the playoffs, so at least they're going to give us some credits on fantasy. That's good. That's very important. I've been going with Jalen Hoard throughout the whole season, and he's been doing great. And I know that in order to bring Petrushev in the forward position, which I already have, Vezenkov, I'll have to give up Hoard, and it's pretty difficult. But for now, I'm going with Filip.
Since we're talking about Maccabi, what about Jokubaitis? He costs 12.4 and he has been averaging 18.8 in his last five games.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Katash puts the keys in Rokas's hands. I think it's a smart decision. Rokas has been doing great, but Maccabi is very unpredictable. And eventually, Blatt is the leader of this team. He's been a little bit off lately. But, you know, if he begins the game against Vezda in a good way and he scores his first two or three shots, then it's going to be his night and Jokubaitis sometimes tends to disappear.
There's another forward that's in similar price, and I'm talking about Chimezie Metu from Barcelona, who had been playing really great since he got back from his injury. He costs 11.6 credits and I really, really like him right now.
I really, really like him right now also.
Okay, perfect. It's all settled then. He's on my team.
Yeah, he also had a strong game on Sunday in the Spanish League, and he's been putting up really impressive numbers in not a ton of minutes. He's playing less than 20 minutes a game and still getting the nice numbers. So yeah, he's a player I think everybody should consider at a reasonable price.
Yeah, just keep in mind that Peñarroya is using him mainly at the center position, and that Vesely didn't play in the Spanish League. Plus, Billy Hernan Gomez finally played after four games out. So speaking of rotation and minutes, it was another red flag.
If you were entirely sure about every player, this game would be easy peasy. but it's not like that. I open my fantasy up and I see minus 4.5 from Kendrick Nunn because I had him as a captain, of course. Like, of course. And a minus 5 from Carson Edwards also in my backcourt. And I'm seeing it and I'm saying, like, how do I recover from that? So I have to make every right move right now. I'm not sure I will do it, but I hope I will. Let's go to cheap options, like players under 8 credits. Any good picks there, Harle?
I have a strategy about those cheap players and those gambles. I like taking my gambles on T1 or T2 if you have three nights like this week. And I like, you know, picking those guys, looking over the next rounds also. So we have three teams that are going to play always Thursday or, you know, the first night. It's Panathinaikos, Milan, and Žalgiris. And I'm going to add Bayern Munich because, okay, this week they're on T3, but against Alba. My cheap options that I like, first of all, the low from Alba. And he won't give you a 20, but for his price, giving his 7, 8, 10 for the bench eventually, it's really nice. Ajin Sa from Asvel has been doing really great, taking advantage of some injuries they have there. And a player I really like is Nils Defay of Bayern, who has been doing great since he came back from an injury. And as I said, he's playing Alba this week and then three rounds and on T1.
I like that strategy. We haven't thought about that. I like it.
If you'd have read my Q&A on Instagram, you would have known.
Yeah, that's a mistake. That's a mistake I've been making since the start of the season.
Yeah, I think I bring that up every week, by the way. I think that when it comes to the bench players, it's really just you're trying to find the player whose role is greater than his price. For me, the one guy I'll say in the cheap option who I like is the guy who stepped into a bigger role recently at Barcelona is Dario Brizuela. The 6.4 credits, it's not total bargain basement, but I don't feel like it's just a gamble at the end of the bench. He's a player who unfortunately is turned 3, so it does carry some risk. But I think he's worth far more than his price.
Zach Ledet got hurt in the Italian league, and Ettore Messina said it might be serious. And I think also Nikola Mirotic has a problem, a muscle problem, muscle injury. So maybe Freddie Gillespie is a good backup option for your center. She costs 6.6 credits. And if Ledet is out, he has to play more than 20 minutes. Another option that's also cheap, and I think people will be bored of me talking about, is Matt Strazel. He costs 7.5 credit, but he has been great no matter what, a loss, a win. He is always there and he has been always providing lately. So that's also a good option.
Do you want me to poo-poo that option?
Yeah, go right ahead.
He had three really strong games in a row where he made 5 of 6 threes, 4 of 5 threes, and 2 and 2 of 3s. I said, that sounds really sustainable. What did he do in his last game? 2 of 6, and he had 7. I don't think that he's a player who's going to be averaging 19 or 20 PIR or fantasy credits the rest of the way. So while for 7.5 credits, it's not a bad gamble, it's just not a gamble. It's not a player who I feel that I could rely on.
What a party pooper you are.
What about Nikos Rogavopoulos at 8.3 credits?
The upside is there. Whether it's this year, whether it's next year, to be one of the top forwards in the Euro League, it's absolutely there. He's a guy who's, you know, an inside-outside threat, makes his threes, rebounds. I'd love him if he was on my real team, even.
We have three forwards around the same price with the same profile. Rogavopoulos is one, Osmani is the second, and the third is Biberovic. If I have to pick one of those three this week, I'll go with Osmani because he's playing at home. And after Vasiliki, the news you gave from Milan, maybe it's a good game for him. And even if I would go with a cheap forward from Baskonia, I would go with Luau Caboro, who's been dominating lately and is on fire.
I think that my concern with Osmani at all, he is all or nothing. And we go back to the last six rounds. 29 PR, 2, 4, 16, minus 1, 2. I mean, it's really all or nothing. The risk is too great for me. And while you might get, walk into that 29 or 16, I don't like it.
So I think Arale should be the first one to go because Javi said we should all follow his lead and steal his ideas. So let's go and watch your team.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now and I'm starting to question myself. So, okay. Don't be so sure it's going to be the final team. I'll start with the center position. I really like Omer Yurtseven. Ever since Lasor got injured, and I wish him a speedy recovery. Yurtseven is the main center of Panathinaikos. Wayne Gabriel is nice for a backup. Dino Smitoglu is a little bit injured, so I think Yurtseven is there to stay, especially at home. Tyreek Jones is a question mark for me because he's so tempting, because he's so explosive and he can get you 20, 30 PIR in every game. But looking at Bayern playing against Alba, I'm considering Devin Booker as well. At the forward position, Vezenkov, as you said, and Petrushev. But it's still difficult for me, emotionally, to give up Jalen Holtz. So we'll see about that. And I go with two underpriced forwards, Giffey and Ajinsa. In the guards position, for now, I'm with Kendrick Nunn and Cordinier, along with TJ Shorts, and the lowest underpriced. And for the coach's position, in some teams I went with Gordy Herbert. I was sure that they're going to dominate and win at home against Virtus, and it burned me. In some other teams I had Poupé, it was okay, but, you know, it was very fragile as well. So I think I'm going to go with Ataman because I don't really, really trust anyone else.
Okay, I like it. Ataman is expensive, so if you could, like, have more credits from your coach, like to invest in a player, it would be good. But I understand the logic. Panathinaikos is coming from two defeats. They're playing at home. They had been red hot when they're playing in Oaka lately. So maybe that's a good option there. But then again, Frankie will say it will be a slow-paced game. It won't be a blowout and will ruin your pick.
No, if you win by 10 points, that's 20 points for the coach. I think that's worthwhile. I will say that last week, I had Jacek Vecchi as my head coach until right before tip-off on Thursday. Somebody convinced me that I could get far more credits if I went with Coach Herbert, which I wasn't considering to, but they convinced me, and now I'm not talking to that person ever again. So I think if you're totally confident that a coach is going to get you 20 points, then spend a few more credits. It's absolutely worth it.
Okay, let's move on to Frank's team.
All right, I am copying the logic at center. And it pains me not to have David McCormick, who I think is also a player who's worth more than his credits. It just hasn't been that way the last couple of weeks. And I'm nervous about the matchup, but he's a player I like a lot. So he's not there, but I'm sticking with Jones and Yurtseven. And the other beauty of that in a three-turn realm is having those guys go the first two. I can completely change my format and not have two centers if they don't, one of them doesn't do well, and pull someone off the bench. My forwards for the week are Janan Musa, who no one has mentioned, but I think is in for not just a good game against Baskonia, but a good rest of the season. Giffey, who we mentioned before, and I think is a worthwhile player. Vezenkov, who everyone has to have. And then Yanni Wetzel at 9.1 credits, who's had a good role for Alba lately. I can't say that I love that pick, but that was my 10th player when I was putting it all together. And with 9.1 credits, exactly is what I had left, and that's what it cost. I felt that was the best. But if I start playing around, he could come out. And a guard, Sterling Brown, Leandro Balmaro, who's been playing very well, starting and putting up very consistent, strong numbers from Milan. I like him in the matchup against Efes also. Isaiah Kanan against Maccabi Tel Aviv. There's a little bit more risk there because he's a shooter and the shots don't go in. Then maybe the numbers aren't there, but 7.5 credits on T2, worthwhile. And Dario Brizuelo, I spoke of before, and Coach Svarapoulos. If Arla says that Maccabi is giving us fantasy points, then I could take him at the head coach position also.
They're going to win some point, you know, one game. Maybe next week against Alba, but it's coming.
Listen, the last time I picked a coach against Maccabi, it was Jalgiris. So that worked out nice for me also.
I want to point out one thing about Frankie's team. Isaac is exactly the same like Matt Strazel. If the shots don't fall in, he's not going to give you much. So the next time you're going to criticize my pick, think about that.
And you told us why not to take Osmani because he's in the 29 and minus two, and then you take Isaac Cannon. Okay.
He's speechless now.
I have a feeling about Cannon this week. That's all. I have a feeling.
You can't go against the Gulf City.
Okay. So for me, as Aral said, Devin Booker should have a great game against Alba Berlin because they don't really have a body to stop him. Okay, David McCormack is there, but I don't think that's enough when Bayern has Booker and Vogtmann who can play at the five position. So we'll go with Booker for my main center. And for the backup, I'm still going with Elian Diaye from Real. I know he mostly plays as a forward, but in the game he's listed as a center. So I will stick with him. He costs only 5.6 credits. He's starting the game while Gabriel Deck is out. So there's a chance there that he can provide. For my forwards, I have, of course, none other than Sasa Pozenkov. And I also got Timezi Metu, as I said, and Luavuka Barov from Baskonia. And I also have Grazulis from Virtus because Zizic is in and out and he's getting more minutes there because they need some more bodies. And Toko is back, but Grazulis still has his minutes and he only costs 6 credits. So there's upside there too. And for the guards, the first pick I wanted to make this week since we got unlimited trades was Sterling Brown. As Frankie said earlier, he has been great lately. I really like him. He costs 11.8 credits. He's not too expensive, so he's a really great option. He plays in turn one. So if something goes sideways, there are still like opportunities to fix it somehow. I kept Kendrick Nunn, even though he had a terrible week in Spain. I'm really hoping he's not going to destroy my team again. But I also said that I have doubts and maybe I will bring Fournier in his position. We will see. I'm sticking with Matt Strazel for my sixth player. And I also got Tonut from Milan. He cost 4.2. That's the best I could get with the money I had left. And he has been getting his minutes. I think he plays around 10 to 15 minutes. So, yeah, there's a chance there. And for the coach, I also went with Sferopoulos. My first choice, I have to be honest, it was Vasilis Panoulis because Monaco had 2 losses in the double round and they need to bounce back right now. They're playing in Virtus in Bologna. So I think there's a win there, but he was more expensive than I could afford, so I went with Sferopoulos instead.
I do have to ask you, do you know what almost happened this episode for the first time?
You almost like all my picks.
No, we didn't discuss Lonnie Walker.
Oh, right.
Do you think that Lonnie Walker against Nunn in Panathinaikos is a good choice that people should consider?
Yes. I'll tell you why. He had a great game against Panathinaikos. Maybe he was his best game. And that's the reason behind that good game is that he knows Kendrick Nunn and Jerry Grant personally. And usually Americans who come to EuroLeague and have no knowledge about this league or what's going on here are extra motivated when they find someone they know. But playing in Oaxaca, maybe it's not great. If it was in Kaunas, it would be perfect, but still a good choice, I think.
I think it makes only the Kendrick Nunn case much, much stronger. You know, he's going to bounce back after 2 terrible games at home and against his friend. There's nothing not to like here.
So now you're saying I need to rework my team to find room for Kendrick Nunn?
You have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I think if I do all that work, I'm going to go back to Theo Maledon anyway. But it's really hard to look at my team without Theo. I am Team Theo, but...
Team Theo, okay. Yeah. Last but not least, captain selections. Frankie.
I have Tyreek Jones as my turn one captain. If it does not go well, I have Jonan Musa waiting in turn two. And like everybody in the fantasy world, Vez for Prez in turn three.
Arle?
My T1 captain is TJ Shorts. Turn two, I hope I'm not going to use it because TJ Shorts will give me 30 PIR, but Kendrick Nunn or Cordinier for T2. I mean, it's supposed to be Kendrick Nunn, but it's really difficult after last week. And T3, as everyone picks, Sasha Vezenkov.
Yeah, I will go the same route as you. I have Sterling Brown from Partizan, who plays in T1 as my captain. The second option is Kendrick Nunn, but I think we will all end up having Sasha Vezenkov at the end of the round. She plays T3, so we will all end up having Sasha as our captain.
I want to thank everybody for staying with us with this extra long episode, and I hope that you found it informative. We do miss Javi, and we wish him well, and we hope to have him back next week. I want to remind everybody to check out this week's Rivalry Series Game of the Week between Olympiacos and Fenerbahce. It should be a great game. You can catch all the games on EuroLeague TV. And as always, we ask you to share the podcast, like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, tell all your friends about the podcast, ask us questions on social media. We will do our best to answer. Ask Arla questions about his team on Instagram every Thursday. We'll be Wednesday this week. And we will see, at least Vasiliki and I, we'll see you here back next week. Thank you again, Arla, for joining us. And
thank you.
Have a great week, everybody.